This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sure do. You know what we like most? Scotties. Shots, 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 shots. B. Mitch and Finley on a Scotties Vodka Red Bull
Friday.
Everybody. All right, moving forward here. It is a Vodka Red Bull Friday powered by Scotties Handcrafted Vodka. Scotties Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout
the DMV.
B, obviously we got a ton going on here in Washington. Javon Kinlaw speaking with the media right now. I asked him what it meant for him that Peters and Daryl Tapp, the defensive line coach that worked with Javon in San Fran, wanted him back. And he said, man, that speaks for itself. And he said, I must be doing something right. He seems like a really interesting character and a guy that I think there should be a lot of excitement about. And I think too many fans are caught up in what they think the money should or shouldn't be. I think when you tear that out.
How many of them know what it really should be?
Yeah.
None.
That's a fair point. I've explained, I think you got to look at it in kind of a tier system. And the money that he got puts him probably on the third tier, the bottom of the third tier, frankly, at that position. And it's like we said, like you said about the eggs, right? Yep. We're paying more for everything right now. And I don't think that genie's ever going back in the bottle.
It is not.
Bird flu, salary cap, media rights, like everything's going up.
Huh.
And sometimes you just get paid when your number comes up, man. And
that's it?
I think then his number came up. And it's really important to remember, people that get so offended by 3 years of $45 million, the first number you hear in a report about a new contract is generally fake. So the guarantees are probably less than what we actually expect. But Kinlaw also said, B, and I thought this was pretty interesting. He said he thought he was overweight last season. And he said he added the weight on purpose, but that it helped him against double teams, but that he lost some of his explosiveness. And his plan this offseason is to shed some of that weight and get back to being explosive. And the way he talked about it, and this has been like bandied about online, is that he's definitely going to have some role on the edge. It's not going to just be as an interior presence. And the way he described wanting to, you know what I mean, maybe lose some weight, be more explosive, sounded like an edge player talking to me.
Well, you know, if the thing you learn as you play in this league a little bit longer, what you can do, what you can't, and when you get a little older, you can play with a little less weight because you're normally a little stronger, you know what I'm saying? So that can help him out big time right there.
Now, the vibes are really high in Washington. Kinlaw was like, yeah, man, this team is the talk of the town, is what he said, right? I'm not so sure about the vibes in Dallas, B.
Well, What happens sometimes is you get one person who likes to comment on everything, and when people are on that team with that said person, they don't normally respond because he is probably like one of the better players, and people just listen to him all the time, and you don't want to get into a battle with him. But once you leave, you can voice your opinion. And basically, Lawrence is telling Micah what he feels. You do less of your second job and more of your first job. We ain't got no problem.
So everybody understands DeMarcus Lawrence signed with Seattle. I thought DeMarcus Lawrence would have made a lot of sense here. He's not here. He's in Seattle. He's in the other Washington.
Yeah.
And in, I think it was some in-house Seahawks media, he did an interview with a dude and said, you know, Dallas is my home. Because he's talked about part of the reason he wanted to stay there is his family's there, they're established, whatever. He said, Dallas is my home, but I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. Now, I will add parenthetically, I'm not sure you will with this version of the Seahawks, but whatever.
Well, he could have been just saying that because he's gone from Dallas now.
Yeah. Regardless, he took a shot. He took a little shot, and that's okay. You're entitled to do that. Micah Parsons quote tweeted that and said, this what rejection and envy looks like. This is some clown bleep with a clown emoji. Well, Tank Lawrence doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that is a punk about his bleep. And Tank Lawrence responded, calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left.
Huh.
I think Tank Lawrence wins that sparring session. And B, we've now heard from a few different people that, like, Micah needs to chill. Somebody said the podcast, he's talking about tweeting.
He probably was referring to the podcast stuff as well.
Right.
I just think that while you're playing, it's difficult to juggle that. And I did media while I was playing. But I also knew how – I told you how I would do stuff. If somebody had an awful game, I'm going and talk to them to get their opinion. So when I know that the co-host is going to ask me a question about that person, and I answer with their words. You still have to understand you're teammates with guys. But Micah is going to make an opinionated thing about everybody on his team, in the league, and everything else. While you're playing, that's a little dangerous.
Yeah, man. Like, even last week when Washington traded for Tunsil, he quote-tweeted Adam Schefter and said, WTF, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, of his own... Now, this one I can kind of get because it was his teammate going to play with the Giants. Chauncey Golston, he had a comment on. Like, this I find fascinating. So Clarence Hill is an institution in Dallas. He's covered the Cowboys forever. Schefter tweeted out, more moves in San Fran, Niners are releasing Leonard Floyd. Clarence Hill quote tweeted and said, 49ers are gutting themselves, which they really are. To which Parsons replied, no more rookie quarterback, LOL, welcome to reality. And he's not wrong in that.
He's not wrong, but he should not have an opinion about everything. If you are getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys to play a football season, why the hell are you, commenting on everybody's tweets? If I'm a part of his team, of the front office, I'm like, yo, I need you to back off a little bit, please. Because you're quoting everything or commenting on everything that's said. When the hell are you looking at your stuff?
Exactly, dude. There is plenty of time in the day, on the planet, to fire off some tweets. Like, I get it. At some point, you don't need to – like, if you were commenting on – people just tweet wacky stuff, or he loves golf, and he's tweeting about Rory taking this kid's phone or something. You know what I mean? Like, okay. But to comment on the business of football from your club and other clubs just seems like a lot, man.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he has a right to do what he wants to do, but people also have a right to question him. And question thing is, the dude is outstanding talent. But as I say over and over again, you have to be, he does it, and he does his first job very good. But when you are a person of his ilk, his level, you got to make your team better with you. They didn't win a lot last year. So stop worrying about what's going on everywhere else and try to get your stuff together. The way teams get better sometimes, they go internally. They kind of disappear from the public. And then they come out balling because they all focus on one common goal, not commenting on everybody else's ish.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Listen, man, I've made plenty of fun of Mike McCarthy. But he was a pro coach. I mean, he won a Super Bowl. He dealt with Aaron Rodgers a long time. In hindsight, we may all learn that dealing with Rodgers was, you know, that McCarthy, looking back at that divorce, maybe McCarthy wasn't the problem. You know what I'm saying? But regardless, I think as we kind of like get further away from this, McCarthy and that Dallas team, for better or worse, were pretty good. They won a lot of games.
Yeah, they were.
Now you've got – you still got Dak. You still got CD. Like, I can see a lot of it. But now you got Brian Schottenheimer running this thing, and it sure seems like Micah Parsons – if Micah Parsons is emboldened right now – how's that going to look when he gets 200 mil?
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
You won't be able to shut him up then. Listen, man, I just feel you have that right, but sometimes just because you have a right don't mean you have to do it.
Totally.
You know? Like I think every time that people go, oh, man, it's legal, nothing wrong with it. Yeah, it might be legal, nothing wrong with it, but it may not be for you. Just because something is legal don't mean you got to indulge in it or try it.
Right.
Because you may not be able to, you may be the one that can't handle it, which is going to make it a detriment to you. So just because he has the right to comment all the time, he might want to back off of it some.
Bro, Jeff, I don't ask you this to put you on blast, okay? But there have been times when I think Jeff unfairly on social media probably catches more heat. Because B and I bust your chops a fair amount. But, like, we're also your friends, and we have real conversations, and we know what you're trying to accomplish in life. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot more to it. Where sometimes you'll just catch heat on social media. And there have been various times, Jeffrey, where you've asked, like, yo, JP, you think I should say this? And I'm like, no. But you can, but you at least know to ask the question if you should. Yeah. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair.
So the question I would ask is, who is the person that Michael Parsons asks for guidance or information? Who's the person he would go to for that? Or does he think nobody could tell him anything?
I don't know, B. And it's one of the great, truly one of the best questions I've ever heard asked in a press conference. And it should be no surprise that it came from David Aldridge, a Hall of Famer. And I believe it was Terry McLaurin. And DA said, who in your life is your truth teller? Who do you count on to tell you the truth? And the truth is not always pleasant.
100%.
And like, if you, like, for me, between my wife and working with Brian Mitchell, like, I'm going to be told the truth.
I subscribe to that.
Right. Whether or not I want to hear it, I'm going to hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it comes from a place of love, dog.
I know. And dude, in a lot of ways, I think that's what Pete Carroll was about. That's what DQ is about. I think that's what Adam Peters is about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's evidence of it, honestly, with John Allen. I mean, let's be real with Allen. On some level, I am not – let me be clear before some aggregator says I'm reporting this. I'm not reporting anything, okay? But on some level, I know there was a conversation between Allen and his representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, we're going into the last year. We don't have any guaranteed money on this thing. Let's talk. And on some level, that conversation was, yeah, man, I don't think that's going to work. Like, that was some truth, right? And yeah. And what exact words were said and what the exact order of the words were may vary. But, like, ultimately, Allen was going into the last year of a deal with no guaranteed money. And he wasn't going to play on that. And Washington knew they weren't going to give him any guarantees, and they knew there was a divorce coming. And so what do? They handled it the right way. Hey, you can talk, see if you can get a trade going. If not, we're going to release you, let you hit the market in time to take advantage of the market.
Yeah.
That's harsh. That's business, but it's reality.
It's true.
And you're better off in that world.
Yeah. I'd much rather a person tell me straight up what they feel about me than lie to me and then tell somebody else what they think and then another person come and tell it to me. Because at that point, I'm not going to like you anymore, but I won't respect you for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So when my dad always said, don't try to live life to be liked, because people may not like you. So you sitting up there trying to sugarcoat something for somebody and you know you're lying and then they find out the truth, they don't respect you. As long as respect you, that's all that matters. So I don't give a damn if you go have a dinner with me or have a drink with me, but you know one thing, you're not going to come at me wrong because you know what I'm about.
Speaking of the truth, Brian.
Yeah.
Speaking of what's important, telling the truth, even when it's inconvenient or perhaps harsh. Myles Garrett had a press conference in Cleveland. Now, you remember it was Super Bowl week. So that was only 6 weeks ago, maybe about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
When Myles Garrett said, yo, I want to win. I need out of Cleveland. I'm never going to win a Super Bowl here. My focus is winning.
Uh-huh. Well, he did win.
You know, things have obviously changed for Miles.
He
stayed in Cleveland. He got, $160 million guaranteed, I believe.
He won.
Miles Garrett was asked about remaining with the Browns, B. I think the fans will see my heart is in the right place. It's never been about money. It's always been about winning.
Yeah, but you just said you couldn't win there, and the only thing that has changed is the money. And let's be real, bro. I'm not mad at you. But that's why I say to people sometimes, don't say stuff that you give people a way to come back at you. If he just said, listen, I just think I want to try somewhere else, that's better than saying I can't win a Super Bowl here. Then they give you money. Now you feel like you can win a Super Bowl there. You know, just – be careful what you say when you're speaking things, because that will come back to haunt you.
There's some irony in certainly me, less so you, because you're less prone to fly off the handle like I am. There's some great irony in two people that basically speak for a living in you and I at this point, telling people to speak less and not necessarily speak all the time. But,
no, but it's your job to speak.
Right.
Michael Parsons is a professional athlete. His job is to play football.
Right.
And, yes, he picked up this other stuff because of what? Professional athletics. So he could do a lot of other things, but when those other things start becoming more prominent than your original thing or start pulling you away from your original thing, that could be a problem.
Well said, B. Here's what we're going to do. It is college hoops season. Jeff Ehrman joins us next. Inside Maryland Sports. Terps got a big one. Big Ten tournament tonight against Illinois. Nobody go anywhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. College conference basketball. College basketball conference tournaments are heating up all over the country. And certainly for the DMV, we got the A-10 going on at Cap One Arena. We are watching SEC, you know, Big 12, everybody. And for me and a whole lot of others, we're watching the Maryland Terrapins. They debut tonight against Illinois in the Big Ten tournament. The best Maryland coverage on the planet, frankly, is Inside MD Sports. The author is Jeff Ehrman. Ehrman joins us now. What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm ready for the madness. You guys?
Oh, yeah.
We're there. We're there. How about that Kentucky shot last night?
I haven't even seen it yet. I was out all last night. I haven't watched any of the highlights. You got the scoop for once on me over college.
Hey, there were a lot of shots and a lot of good games. I'm telling you, people say what they want. This time of year, college basketball is as big as any sport out there.
It's my favorite time of year for sports.
Yeah.
So are you in Indy for the Big Ten tournament, or I don't know where you might be on this?
I'll be out there tomorrow, assuming they win today.
Okay. I don't think today is a given whatsoever. I think Illinois is really good. I watched that game last night. I was doing some scouting. I watched Illinois-Iowa last night. When Maryland beat Illinois pretty good during the regular season, but didn't Illinois have, like, COVID or Ebola or the flu? Like, the whole team was sick for a month or something.
Yeah, they were sick, and they were, most importantly, missing their 7-foot center, who's really good, one of the better centers in the Big Ten. So this time he's healthy. You know, Illinois struggled down the stretch. They were hot early in the season, got into the top 10 nationally, faded a little bit, some of that because of the illness. But they're still number 17 in KenPom, still going to be a pretty high seed. And, you know, they have the center who I mentioned. They have a kid, Jack, I can't even say his name properly, Jakučionis, I believe, is a top 10 pick, freshman point guard. And you look at the point spread, Maryland's only favored by 1.5 points, which is lower than you'd typically expect.
Can Maryland go and win this tournament? Will they better their positioning in the tournament?
Yeah, B. Mitch, they definitely would. The catch being that, you know, by the time this tournament is done on Sunday afternoon, the bracket is pretty much done. So, you know, winning it doesn't have quite as much effect. Mm. You know, they could switch it around a little bit. It could help, but, you know, beating Illinois will help. That's a valuable win. Next round, if you were to beat Michigan or Purdue, that's a valuable win. So even if you don't win at all, you know, right now I think on average they're probably a 4.5 seed, I would say, on average, if you average everybody's bracket together. So, you know, there is a chance, I would say, that if they were to win this or at least go to the finals, maybe you creep up to the number three line, especially with Iowa State and some of these other teams losing.
How do coaches balance it? I've always wondered this. The conference tournaments are awesome. It's four games in 4 days, whatever it is. How do you balance a team like Maryland that's firmly in the tournament? I mean, they're a top 10, top 15 team. How do you balance the importance of these conference tournaments with the focus on next week?
Yeah, that's a good question. Not only the focus, but also, you know, your stamina. If you play three games in a row, you'll have several days, obviously, to rest, but it still would be three games in 3 days. So there's always that question of, is it better just to lose early? Not that you're going to try to lose early, but especially for a team that, like Maryland, is not deep at all. You know, you're relying on your five starters for pretty much everything scoring-wise. But, you know, I think that they'll go out there focused on trying to win. I think that they understand it would boost their seed. And also for Maryland, you know, it's long overdue for them to make a run in the Big Ten tournament. They've really struggled there. I think they have the second worst winning percentage in the conference there and haven't been to the semi. They made the semifinals in their first 2 years in the conference, and it seemed like, you know, oh, they're going to be a player in this thing, and they haven't been back to the semi since then. So they are long overdue to kind of announce their presence in Indy.
Absolutely. I saw you tweet this earlier. We're 20 years removed from that John Gilchrist ACC championship Terp run. How wild is it? I mean, I still think of Maryland basketball as this important team, and I know from like a ratings and attention standpoint, when Maryland gets good, a lot of people pay attention, but it's been so long, man. Do you think this is a team that can sustain it and get deep into a tournament and make a lot of people care again?
Yeah, it definitely is, JP. Like, I see the, you know, from my perspective, you get to see the engagement online and things like that, and there's more excitement right now than there's been since at least that team 5 years ago that had its, you know, chance to make a run in the tournament stripped away because of COVID. People are excited. And it feels like a tipping point, you know. If you were to go out there and lose early in the tournament, I think you'd lose a lot of that momentum. But it's a chance to win back a lot of fans and also win some new fans, you know, if you can make that deep run that really hasn't happened since the national championship, basically. You know, they had a Sweet 16 the year after that. And the only Sweet 16 since then was 2016 when they were beaten pretty soundly by Kansas. So there might be no more, you know, no program with a more rich history that has had such a long drought in terms of going deep into the tournament.
Specific to tonight, how does Maryland win? Also, please tell me this game is just on television and I don't need an app.
Yeah, the game's definitely on TV.
Big Ten?
Oh, I got you. It is on Fox Sports.
All right. Okay. Like FS1?
I'm sorry, Big Ten Network streaming on Fox Sports, I should say.
All right.
You said streaming. Yeah, I mean, can I put it on my television by using a remote control?
Yes, Big Ten Network, and you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, they've owned Illinois lately. I think they've won 7 of the past 9. Several of those were in Illinois, 4 or 5 at Illinois, including a couple where Illinois was top 10 and were pretty big upsets. So there's no team, at least among the top tier teams in the Big Ten, who they've performed as well against the past several years. But
that makes me nervous.
You don't need to be concerned about complacency.
That makes me nervous, dude.
Yeah, it does, because it does make you nervous, because they're going to, you know, Illinois is going to come in motivated, you know, not obviously overlooking Maryland and looking for some revenge for all these losses they've taken. I think a big thing is to bottle as much as you can. The point guard, Jackachionis, who I mentioned, is a lottery pick this year, 6'6 kid. I feel like he plays a lot like Gravis Vasquez did. But they held him in check pretty well in the first game this year. He had, I think, 7 turnovers, struggled from the field. So, you know, if they can do that again, they should be in good shape. But, again, they'll have to contend with the 7-footer Ivicic inside, so it's a different matchup than it was the first time.
Do we fear Juju Reese foul trouble going against a big fella?
Always possible, but he's really cut down on that habit this year tremendously. His two biggest issues over the years, as everybody knows, were free throw shooting and foul trouble. He's got his free throw shooting up to about 73% after being in the mid-50s the past 2 years, and he's really cut down on the foul trouble. So, you know, it's always a concern, but it is something that he's gotten a lot better at.
Dude, specific to Juju, I don't know the next time we're going to see a four-year player at one college. He has really impressed me just as a human. And his stroke is clean now. Like, that little lefty, it's I love the little turnaround in the lane. Like, he has really evolved as a player, I think.
Yeah, it's funny. When he came to Maryland, he was kind of viewed as a face-up four kind of guy. He shot some threes as a freshman and didn't look bad doing it. And then just went became a back-to-the-basket player almost completely. And now, late in his career, he's starting to do a little bit more face-up. That little lefty hook shot or the little short kind of floater has become money during the past, you know, month or so. He's played at a really high level, especially on the defensive end. I thought he was snubbed for the defensive all Big Ten defensive team. So yeah, he really has developed. He still doesn't really shoot the three. Neither he nor Derek Queen make threes, so that's one weakness. But, you know, he's come a long way, and you have to give him credit, like you said, because, you know, he got there as a freshman and Mark Turgeon left 8 games into the season, the guy who had recruited him. So then that was a lost season. That was their first losing season in 30 years. Then they had a good season the following year, and then last year they had their second losing season in 30 years. He considered transferring and decided not to, stuck it out, and so you have to give him a lot of credit for that. Holy. Because, you know, in this era of college basketball, I feel like 90% of guys are probably transferring in that situation.
Yeah, totally. They do it all the time.
You know, what's interesting, too, is one of the knocks on the program under Turgeon's leadership was guys didn't improve. And I feel like we've seen Juju improve. And maybe he would have under Mark, too. I don't know that there's a direct corollary there. But he definitely has with Willard and this team.
Yeah, he has. He's made huge strides. You know, occasionally still some of the old flaws kick in, but you know, the jump from on the free throw shooting, I think, is the most important part. To go from mid-50s to 73 is huge, and not many guys make that kind of jump, especially big men late in their career. Usually by that point, a lot of times, if you're not a good free throw shooter, then that's just who you are. So that's a big factor of confidence, I would say, going into March, because we know how many games come down to free throws in the final few minutes.
For sure. All right, do you like him tonight? I'm nervous.
Yeah, I think.
Especially since you said they handled him all these times.
Yeah,
there is. Illinois is probably a little more hungry for that big win. You know, probably needs it a little more. Obviously, they're very solidly in the tournament, but in terms of their seeding, and you know, they're healthy now. When you look at that point spread, if you're a believer in Vegas knows all, and you see that only 1.5, when public perception probably is Maryland is, you know, a solid 4 or 5 point favorite at least, that probably makes you a little nervous, but they are playing extremely well lately. They've won 13 of their past 16, I believe it is. The only 3 losses out of those 16 were buzzer beaters. So you're a few buzzer beaters away from, you know, 16 straight wins. Obviously, it works both ways. They won some close ones too, but and they've had Illinois' number. So I like their chances, but it is very far from a gimme. Mm-hmm.
Very, very far. Winner of this gets the winner of Michigan-Purdue?
Correct.
All right. We're going to have to talk again next week. Next week, I need a second weekend in the NCAA tournament. I need that in my life, okay?
I hope so, man.
Will it to existence.
It is many years overdue. I hope so for all the Terps fans out there.
Jeff, thank you for the time, brother.
Hi, Jeff. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Jeff Ehrman, check out his work at Jeff_Ehrman, Ehrmann, or at Inside MD Sports. Dude does a great job with the Terps, knows everything that program has going on. Coming up, Javon Kinlaw introduced himself to the Commanders, and I think folks are going to love what he had to say. B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. Yo, whole last hour of the show, we're going to do phone lines, all right? So I know a lot of people want to talk about a lot of things. We got a busy next hour. Got to talk some Caps. Got to give away some tickets. Got a lot to do. I do want to get to Steph Curry because what he's doing is just incredible.
Remarkable.
Maybe we do that right here, and we'll play my Kinlaw bite when we come back. Beeb, what can you say about Steph, dude?
Amazing. So you look at, 4,000 three-pointers. That's 12,000 points right there. To go from 3,000 to 4,000, it took him right at 3 years. So they are now already saying if he played three more years, he'd probably get to 5,000 three-pointers. That's getting it done, dog.
I've told you I think the analogy of these modern times, of these modern athletes, they're different players. One is a big bruiser, overpowering offensive machine. One is a smaller, beat you from the outside, quick, can't catch him offensive machine. But for me, man, I look at Steph and I look at Ovi, and their skill set is so similar that they are incredible, like to the one-trick pony conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is such an oversimplification to say that in any capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when Steph is on the court, you know he's going to chuck threes and just bomb them in your eye. And when Ovi is on the ice, you know, a lot of times he's going to shoot that slap shot from his office, and he's going to put it in the back of the net, and you can't do a damn thing to stop
him. That's it. So, like I got to say, if a guy does one thing but you can't stop him, is that bad on him or you? I mean, so that people say stuff like that to kind of belittle people, but what Ovi and Steph does, they are exceptional at doing what they do, but they do more than that. Because that's why they always end up by themselves doing what they do. Because they do other stuff and you get confused and you lose them. Steph runs. That dude might be the most in-shape dude in the NBA.
Dude, just running the baseline.
All the picks he runs off of and a defensive play. They talk about, well, he's a liability on defense. I guarantee you one dude don't check him a whole game.
No.
Because that one dude is worn the hell out.
The three-point line is just inside of 24 feet, right?
Uh-huh.
It's 23.9. In the corners, it's 22. They've actually moved it further out because of Steph, largely. The record-breaker
they got to move it on the other side, the half court?
They might have to. Do you know how far out the three was that was the 4,000 three-pointer?
Was it about 30 feet?
28 feet.
Yeah, because he tries to get close to his number sometimes.
Dude, so Steph after the game last night said, it's a clear milestone threshold, a number that I didn't think about, that it was realistic even from 29-74, which is a number that means the most because that was the record at the time. It's beyond my wildest dreams to push a record that far.
Mm-hmm.
So Ray Allen's record was 2,973 three-pointers made. Steph broke that in December of 21. He's made another 1,000, I guess.
So every time he hits a three-pointer, he's setting a new record.
I mean, crazy, right?
Yes.
It's
spectacular, man.
I don't know. I hate the MJ LeBron debate. I think it's so dumb. I think it's MJ by a country mile. However, that said, LeBron's an absolutely fantastic player.
Yeah.
But damn, I enjoy watching Steph more. Steph's like an artist, man.
I think when you look at Steph, he looks like a little baby compared to all the other guys. But he has that much success. And I think that makes you understand like what he's doing. The only people that look like him don't do. Like he looks like a smaller kid, like a small kid playing with all those dudes. But he's like 6'3".
Right.
But he's deadly once he crossed half court. He puts stress on people that a lot of players don't put on the guys.
Totally. Curry said last night, I don't know how many more I got after that. Keep pushing it as far as I can. It's one of those things that just puts into perspective just how the game has changed, and I've been able to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr. So he just keeps going the way he keeps himself in shape and conditioned in rhythm. He's going to make another 1,000 for sure. the game has changed so dramatically, but the game has changed so dramatically as a result of Steph Curry. Yeah. Like, think about, we just had Ehrman on talking about University of Maryland basketball, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, the one problem is those guys talking about Julian Reese and Derek Queen, a pair of 6'10" guys, and the one hole in their game is they don't shoot threes.
Yeah, and I was watching your guy last night. He can shoot threes now, dog.
Right, but be my
dude from Kansas that went to Kansas that was supposed to go to Maryland.
Oh, Dickinson, F that guy.
He was balling last night.
But B, there was a period of time where a 6'10" guy shooting a three would be a problem.
He would have got
now it's a problem if they can't.
He would have got bitched if he was.
Yeah, dude. You imagine Big John if Dikembe pulled out to the corner and started popping threes?
No, because Dikembe, he knew not to do it.
but now Dikembe would. Now everybody is.
Yeah.
Like that, Durant deserves credit for that too, of that just that evolution of basketball. But it's wild. We're also wildly late. When we come back, you're gonna like Javon Kinlaw.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.